Hi there, Mr. Police Officer. How can I, help you? Yes, I'm aware of the lockdown. I watch the news. I've seen all the rules, and I've been following them. I was just at the store. That's allowed, right? Yeah, so no need to be concerned. Have a nice evening. Thank you, officer. Proof of purchase? I didn't manage to, get one. Yeah, the store was really busy. They must have just forgotten to give me a... Did I say I was at the store? Silly me. This lockdown is getting to me. This is the first time I've left my home in weeks, so the air must be hitting me. Wow, I'm actually just going for a walk. I'm allowed to go out for exercise at least once, right? Yeah, exactly. So I'll just be taking myself home now. Sorry, I've just been confused. No need to worry about me, officer. I'm sure there are bigger and better things that you should be handling. Oh no, I wasn't aware you are a local patroller, keeping an eye on us all. No, you must be very good at hiding then. Good job, officer. I'm glad to see someone is keeping an eye on us. I respect you. Wait? How do you know this isn't my first time out today? What? You've been watching me all day? Isn't that creepy? No, I don't care if you've been watching everyone. As if you'd remember how I look like and stuff. I went out with a blue jumper with my hood up earlier. Okay. Oh, what the fuck is this? Oh, sorry for my language, officer. I understand I broke the rules, yes, and I won't do it ever again. May I go home now, please? Officer, please, there is no need for me to go into your car. I understand I broke the lockdown rules, and I already said I won't do it again. No, sir, I'm not resisting. Yes, I'll come with you to the car. All that will happen is that I don't know. What is going on, officer? What are you going to do? Why do I need to go to your car? Oh. Yikes. You just give me a written warning or something, right? Mm-hmm. You need my details? What? Why? Okay. My name is, Melissa, and my birthday is the 1st of January, and my address is 45 Park Street. Yeah, you will have known that already, to be honest. So what's gonna happen now, officer? It's for a fine? Are you kidding? You're going to find me. How much? Oh my, sorry, I really can't afford this. This is really expensive. Uh-huh. It's because I'm a repeating offender? What, are you joking? You have literally been watching me this whole time, like literally. Oh my god. Sorry, but I don't know what to tell you. I cannot afford this. Fine. I just won't do it again, right? Is this good enough? I solemnly swear. Please. Please. I really can't afford this fine. My parents are gonna kill me. I barely make this much in a year at my job. Please, officer. I will do anything. Please, even the community service, anything, yeah, that's what I said, anything. What are you doing, Mr. Officer? Are you getting your baton out? No, please don't hurt me, please. My crime is nothing compared to anything else. I don't want to go to jail. I have so much to live for. Oh, that's your dick. What the fuck? You want me to... What? Yeah, I said I'd do anything, so... Wait. If I suck you off, you will let me off with this and no fine? Yeah, you're right, Mr. Officer. I did say anything. And I always respect officers and obey them. How's that, officer? Officer, go on, don't make me that. You're making me go all hard out. What the fuck? From Oka fucking Oka. Officer, stop pushing me down. It's too big for me. You want to what? But officer, I've never swallowed you. It's gone now, right? You got rid of the fine. I've never sat like that before, officer. Swallowed gummies. Oh god. Okay, I did everything. It's gone. Thanks, Mr. Officer. I hope my community service was satisfactory. I definitely learned my lesson now. I will be respecting the rules very strongly.